If you will repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need ears.
Ears
to hear,
to hear,
a heart to perceive,
a heart to perceive,
and eyes to see,
Jesus, to see
what your spirit,
what your spirit
is about to show me,
is about to show me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We also want to thank our sister for making some copies so that we could share some of the material that I'm about to show you. This material is to us from Paul Keith Davis. Several months ago, I believe it's several months, I was pressed of the Lord to go to his website, and I went to, because this is all material that you can get on the website. It's called a webinar number 56. And I don't have a colored printer, so I'm about to show you what you and I will have within us as the Holy Spirit continues to transform us. And it is actually a photograph of the colors of the rainbow and the menorah with all of its colors, and they are... And if you'll hold on a moment, I will bless you with your own copy, because my sister made some for us.
Where's Deborah?
Huh?
Excuse me. Was Alex's classic?
And you can't say that's not gorgeous.
You have one?
She has one, but she's going to use one. So pass those down so that... Here you go. One more.
I got a message today on my computer that Francis Frangipani is doing well and has a stint, and they showed his heart as okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened.
I didn't know he was bad.
I didn't either.
That's yours. Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to make another demand on our sister, because there might be a few more copies needed of the menorah. Mm-hmm. I have a copy, but here's what you might like to do, because I did this on my copy. Okay. And the color to the left, which is the spirit of wisdom, is red. The spirit of counsel is orange. The spirit of knowledge is yellow. The spirit of the Lord is amber green.
Wow.
And the fear of the Lord is blue. And the spirit of might is indigo. And the spirit of understanding is violet. Now, if you put them all together, you get a rainbow. But they also represent the seven spirits of God.
Oh.
Oh, anybody know who had the seven spirits of God? Working in fullness in him?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. So that means that the sons, the S-O-N sons, will eventually have all these colors right here inside their heart. And all these spirits in full power inside of each and every one of the sons of the Most High God. That's why the sons will be able to do what the firstborn son was capable of doing. That's why you need eyes and ears and an ability to hear what the Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. Now, you say, why all this? You don't think I didn't bring you any homework, did you? There you go. Here, why don't you just pass those?
Yeah.
There you go. Now you each got one. Does anybody that's... I felt that this was important enough so that you'd have a copy to take home You can study it at your leisure. You can irritate yourself by trying to figure it all out in your brain tonight. Or you can relax and let the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I'm all for that.
Let the Holy Spirit take you as high as he wants when he's ready. However, I think you need to kind of peek at the beginning of this, because all of this is really an explanation of Revelation chapter 1. So if you go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
Romans or Revelation? Did you say?
Romans.
Oh.
The very first page. Number one. I totaled. Yeah. Well, I'm just giving you that. That's an extra. You're going to go there later. Okay?
Okay. So you didn't misspeak.
No, I did not misspeak. I purpose to say that what this whole package is, right, is the beginning of Revelation chapter 1.
Right.
And it's begun to make sense when you put it all together. Mm-hmm. Cool?
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Okay, pretty cool, I'll take. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. After the Jewish community rejected their Messiah, the gospel then went to the Gentiles, or as Scripture describes them, the nations. This is called the Gentile dispensation. It is called the mystery of God. It will culminate with what the Apostle Paul has described as the fullness of the Gentiles." And we're close to that, because when the closing age of the Gentiles comes, there's going to be a massive, massive influx of saints coming into the kingdom, which is your vision.
Which one? Oh, this last one?
Yes. This incredible amount of wheat.
There was a lot, too.
That's the quality of the men and women of God, okay?
But why were you sitting on it? Or why was anybody?
Probably because I'm resting, waiting for instructions.
You did look like curious.
Yeah, I'm probably quite curious. Sometimes I wonder about what I am. Believe me.
Well, join the club.
Okay. That makes the church age and the fullness of the Gentiles one and the same thing. At that point, the blinders are removed from the Jewish nation and the emphasis of the Gospels returns to Israel. One new man, only one covenant for Jews and Gentiles, Romans 2:29. Romans 11:25, "For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come." Colossians 1:27, "To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." The promise of power with which the apostles are endued at Pentecost is to you, the Jews, and to your children, Jews, and to all that are afar off, those are Gentiles, and to as many as the Lord our God shall call, both Jews and Gentiles. Don't you like the way this is done? Until he stops calling, the original Pentecostal message and the power will not cease. What the church had at Pentecost is her inalienable right. That's a tongue twister. Revelations 1:12. "Then I turned to see the voices that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands." Isn't that cool? The menorah in Hebrew is called light bearer. I love that part. Seven branches, Passover, unleavened bread. So again, if you look at all those flames, each one could be called Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles. Seven way across. seven assemblies or congregations, no temple. Remember that there was no temple when the church first began after age 70, or the year 70. They met as assemblies. Isaiah 42, verses 6 and 9 through 9. I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeons, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. D. Seven spirits of God. The Elohim and three divine pairs. Revelations 4 through 5. Out of the throne comes flashes and lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. How clear is that? Again, flashes of lightning, sounds and peals of thunder, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Where are they? In the throne room. Revelations 5 and 6. I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the Spirit of God, the seven spirits of God, sent out into the... So where are they now? They're in earth. Where do they eventually land? In my earth. That's the entire purpose, and that's why he already predicted that we are the temple. How many of you know when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, what did you get? Huh?
Holy Spirit.
We got Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit came as a deposit. Now, if you make a deposit to buy a car tomorrow, are they going to let you go home with it?
No.
Well, no. Then you don't have the fullness yet. You only put a deposit.
Correct.
When the Lord gave me my baptism, I learned about 14 years later that he had put the Spirit of counsel and might in me. It was done by prophecy. But it took all those years. But it was done in seed form at the beginning, and it began to what?
Grow.
All right. I'm giving you these little pieces because I want you to be able to relate to your own life. And it may not take you 14 years because everything is accelerating. He's multiplying things. So what I had to go through...
He's in that vision I heard... Duplicate more of me.
Well, yeah. So, you know, what I am having in me is giving it out, and it's going to multiply in every single one of you. So it's not just for you. It's for those you're going to minister to. Amen? Okay. Revelations 5, verse 6. And I saw between the throne with four living creatures and the elders a lamb, standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the earth. Application. The left or right side of the candlesticks has three branches of nine objects, each equaling 27 objects. These 27 objects, when attached to the 12 objects of the shaft, 39 objects. These are the 39 books of the Old Testament. The remaining 27 objects of the other side of the candlesticks represent the 27 books of the New Testament. The golden candlestick had in total 66 objects. The Bible has
66 books.
Is this a grand coincidence or an accident? Isn't that cool? The Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The manifestations of the presence of God as Jehovah. Spirit, Ruach, breath, air, strength, wind, breeze, spirit, courage, temper, spirit. The noun has cognitus.
Cognates.
I'm sorry.
Words that translate from one to another language.
Yes. Okay. I will skip the rest because I probably won't do it right. The word occurs about 378 times and in all periods of biblical Hebrew. The Lord, Jehovah, or Jehovah, Yahweh, the existing one, the proper name of the one true God. Genesis 1:2. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. Ruach, or Elohim, plural names of God associated with creation or as creator. Jehovah appears in Genesis 2:4, the day of the Lord God made earth and heaven. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord's government. Isaiah 9:6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. In case you forgot, he's the head, we are the body, so therefore there's a part of the body that's going to be the shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. And if you don't think he can't have his way, he'll move you when you least expect it. Government, Misra, rule, dominion, government, empire. Numbers 11 through verse 17. Then I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take the Spirit who is upon you and will put him upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you will not bear it all alone. Who gets this? Who is this? It's Moses. He was doing all the work on his own. Then it came time for him to what? Dole it out and give it away. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke 4:18-21. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Let's do it together. Go back. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book, and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Here's a little side gift that I can impart to you. Many years back when we went to Israel, I had quite a talk with the rabbi that came with us and actually guided us through this experience. And he pointed out that in the rabbinical tradition, the reason the people in that synagogue were so angry is because there was a seat or a chair for Elijah in that temple. And when Jesus got done saying all these words, he sat down in Elijah's chair and insulted the community. How dare you? Who are you but the carpenter's son sitting in blank, blank, blank? Anointing upon a place versus a person. The Spirit descended as a dove, pneuma, breath, and wind. He who is and what he does. The seven aspects of the Holy Spirit provide a more clear definition of his nature. The Spirit of the Lord is an expression of who he is, while wisdom and revelation, counsel and might, and knowledge and the reverential fear of God are what he is. The Jewish Bible records Revelations 4 and 5, verse 5, as follows. From the throne came forth lightning, voices and thunderings, and before the throne were seven flaming torches, which are the sevenfold Spirit of God. The sevenfold Spirit is a complete representation of his revelation, seven eyes, and power, seven horns. In case you wonder why sometimes in the visions different things come, essential to accomplish his plan in the earth, in order for the church to do the work that he did, fulfilling John 14:12, this same manifestation of the Spirit must also rest upon her. The Lord promised to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire, and the seven spirits of God are manifested in fire. The eyes of the Lord, Zechariah 4, 9 through 10. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hand will finish it. Notice his hand. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? But these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which range to and fro throughout the earth. Wisdom and understanding defined. The Spirit of wisdom is the supernatural ability of God that comes upon our spirit to see Jesus as he is and receive a spiritual understanding and knowledge of God's word that enables us to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it in every situation. Not in some, in every situation. It also reveals God's manifold and unsearchable wisdom and secrets affecting his plan and purpose. Notice again, his plan and his purpose. Usually spoken in a mystery, it means a deeper intimacy into the things of God. Daniel 9, verse 21 through 23. I attached yours because I found that it was a little easier. While I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. He gave me instructions and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding." How many of you would like insight with understanding?
Yeah. Make it clear.
Amen.
Make it clean.
Amen.
Yes.
Philippians 3:15. Clarity is something you can cry out for. And don't stop. At the beginning of our supplication, the commands was issued, and I have come to tell you, come to tell for you our highly esteem. So Daniel was highly esteemed. What about you?
Yes, we are.
Scripture
too.
Says we are more than all the previous Old Covenant saints. Oh, come on.
Amen.
Thank you. It takes a long time for you to catch on here, you guys. I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed, so give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision. The spirit of revelation and understanding is comprehension, is a comprehension of the things of God, providing understanding. Means the insight into the true nature of things with the ability to discern the mode of action with a view to their results. It is the ability to not only know the things of God, but also the application of them practically. There you saw this happening yesterday, today, in the days ahead, and the days gone by, that there are some of you who have now started to follow and obey whatever it is that God is telling you to do in spite of your emotional turmoil. I should have heard a big amen.
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 Okay? Because you're going to go through emotional turmoil anyway. Okay? Revelation is the comprehension imparted into our spirit from the Holy Spirit and transmitted into our minds. Do you hear that? It is the voice of God speaking to our spirit and informing our minds of that which God is going to do, the unfolding of hidden secrets to us by the Holy Spirit, and the revealing of them of mysteries and insights into the future. Now, what if you say, well, I don't really need all that? He won't give you a thing. Believe me, just relax. Enjoy your trip. I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just trying to tell you, he will respect your decision to say no at any time. All right? The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of counsel is advice, plans, or admonitions, or prudence, to provide leadership and proper decision-making to achieve God's plan and purpose. The Hebrew word for counsel used numerous times in the Old Testament is etzah, and is translated as counsel, advice, advisement, or purpose. One of the first occurrences is in Exodus 18, verse 9, when Jethro gives counsel to Moses concerning the leadership of Israel. The spirit of counsel grants advice from God's throne and provides the perfect plan or strategy to achieve a specific mandate. The Lord is the spirit of counsel. See Isaiah 9, 6. Isaiah 28, 9 declares that this also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. The spirit of might is taken from the Hebrew word.
Yep.
Enjoy that one. Gaburath, and is defined as power, strength, or force producing valor, victory, and mighty deeds. The spirit of might illustrates and demonstrates the marvelous acts and miraculous powers of the Holy Spirit. Careful adherence and response to his counsel release the spirit of might. Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth, who can do such work and mighty acts as yours? Old Testament accounts of counsel and might. Moses flowed in the spirit of counsel and might in delivering Israel from Egypt. He never acted on his own, but only after the counsel of God. Go and stand next to the river Nile and stretch out your rod. Obedience on the counsel releases the power. Correct, Mary? All right. Elijah and the prophets of Baal, 1 Kings 18, 21 through 36. 1 Kings 18, 36. Then it came at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word or command. Elisha and Naaman, 2 Kings 5, verses 1 through 10. Counsel and might in the ministry of Jesus. Jesus did only what he heard and saw the Father doing. I know that one by heart. John 9, verses 6 and 7. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and applied the clay to his eyes, and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. And so he went away and washed and came back seeing. Mark 8:23. And taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands upon him, he asked him, do you see anything? Obviously, anybody know what the answer was?
You did.
Yeah. On a little side note, my old pastor is driving to New York for a conference. He's on the highway, got a reasonable car, driving along whatever speed limit was, and an accident is on the side of the road. He pulls over because the Holy Spirit says, now, pull over. He parks in back of the accident, goes to the car. The man is literally shaking under all kinds of trauma. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to anoint this man with oil now. Pastor Gino panics. Lord, you know I don't have any oil. So, Lord, you
take
remember
oil
it, right?
Out of the car. Yes.
He opened up the hood of his car, took the dipstick, took
right.
the oil, anointed the man, and the man was restored.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yes.
Spittle. Oil from the crankcase. Who cares? Mm-hmm. When God speaks, what do?
Obey.
And you do it. The spirit of knowledge is very simple. A sensing the omniscient nature of God. He knows all things, even to the numbering of the hairs of our heads. The unveiling of this dimension of his nature opens the door for the manifestation of reverential awe through a demonstration of supernatural information and insight. Spirit of fear is a healthy awareness of God's omnipotent nature with a view of the vastness of his being and the ultimate nature of his power. Old and New Testament examples, 2 Kings 6:12. One of his servants said, no, my Lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel, the words that you speak in your bedroom. 2 Kings 5:26 and 27. Then he said to him, did not my heart go with you when the man turned from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive clothes and olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen and male and female servants? Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever. So he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow. John 4:25 through 29. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Can you imagine that response to this woman? So the woman left her water pot. I love it. Left the job and went into the city and said to the men. Well, she's what? She's a prostitute, basically. She's got five husbands. She's probably slept with most of the guys, so she knows them all. Come see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is it? John 1, 46 through 49. Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." The seven churches of Revelation 2.
Just for a minute.
Huh?
I'm getting lost.
All right.
Is that what we just read? Is that...
These are all examples
of the spirit of fear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fear of the Lord. Because, you know, rather than bow, they literally did it afraid. Hey, do you think this woman was just going to advertise that she just met the Messiah? But she knew those guys, and she became what? An evangelist, because she obeyed. So these are all examples. That's what that is. Seven churches. The seven churches of Revelation 2 and 3 are shown also as seven lampstands. 12 and 20. Just as the menorah, or seven branches lampstand, in the tabernacle and temple was wrought from one piece of gold, Exodus 25 and 31. That might be worthwhile looking into, because you want to kind of get a good grip as to why that first one was made out of one piece of gold. So the seven lamps, or seven churches, signify the whole of the true church. But who are the seven messengers to the seven churches, and what are their messages? We are introduced to the seven messengers in Joshua chapter 6, where the army of Israel marches around the walled city of Jericho on seven successive days, accompanied by seven priests blowing seven trumpets. Don't you like that?
Mm-hmm.
The Israelites are under the direction of Joshua, and the Greek form of the name of Jesus is Joshua, approximately a type of Jesus Christ. The priest serves as Joshua messengers, successfully blowing the trumpets one day after the other throughout Jericho's last week, which week is a type of foreshadowing of the entire gospel age. So if you look at Jericho and that pattern, it gives you a pattern of what's going on in the church age. Now, he goes, the first messenger is identifiable. The messenger angel to the churches of Ephesus was the Apostle Paul. That he was the messenger of the first age of the Gentile era cannot be denied. Though to Peter was granted the authority to open the door to the Gentiles, it was given to Paul to be their apostle and prophet. He was the prophet messenger to the Gentiles. His prophetic office, by which he received the full revelation of the word for the Gentiles, authenticated him as their apostolic messenger.
Is there a test after this?
Huh?
Is there a test after this?
No, it's a homework one, as you see fit to do. But I have one other ask or request of you. I want you to take that menorah. I want you to have the colors going out from you so that each one of you are doing this in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to hold it over your belly and over your heart with one hand. And with your right hand, just lift up your right hand and close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
you're giving me a picture, of who I am, down the road, as sonship starts to manifest, through me. For your glory. I don't know fully what's ahead. Just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus.
When he was into that temple.
when he was into that temple,
he declared and believed that the seven spirits of God
were fully operating in him,
and that's what I'm declaring tonight by faith.
And that's what I'm declaring tonight by faith.
Let your plan unfold for my life.
Let your plan unfold for my life.
And let your will be done.
And let your will be done.
And I'm going to shout for grace.
And I'm going to shout for grace.
A lot of it.
A lot of it.
Until the fullness of Christ.
Until the fullness of Christ.
Is formed in me.
Is formed in me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. So these two are tying together.
Yes.